News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, sticking with all things housing, we're now joined by Conall McCullough, Chief Economist with the Bank of Ireland and author of that new myhome.ie report that is out today. Conall, I'm going to ask you about housing targets as outlined by Simon Harris in just a moment. But to start with your report, Dublin inflation outpacing the rest of the country. That's a bit of a change from what we have seen. That's kind of new in these figures.
It is a little. If you look back to last year, there was kind of a bigger correction in house prices in Dublin. Valuations got stretched during the pandemic. We obviously saw interest rates go up as well. So hard to kind of remember now, but house prices in Dublin, according to CSO, actually fell 4% between September 2022 and May 2023. So it's interesting to see price inflation in the capital roaring back up towards 7%. And I suppose it just comes back to the same old theme of, you know, the lack of supply, but also the fact the economy is doing very, very well. We know there's, you know, very strong employment growth. People are getting higher incomes. We were seeing wage growth in the economy. So it's a mix of, you know, very strong demand in the from, you know, Ireland's strong economic performance, and also the lack of supply, which is getting worse all of the time, unfortunately, for home buyers out there.
Would there be any sense, because one of the things that seemed to be pushing house prices up in the rest of the country and in rural Ireland was things like the working from home phenomenon. We have seen lots of businesses try and reverse that with their employees, try and claw back some of that ability. Is that putting further pressure on the capital as well?
Possibly. I think it's very, very marginal, to be honest. I mean, I think the main factor here is wage growth. We looked at wages in the first half of last year, which is for the last data point we have, and the average first-time buyer income in the first half of last year was €88,000, up 6.7% on the year. So, you know, that's not necessarily representative for everybody, but the people who are buying homes are seeing very strong wage growth. And with the lack of homes out there, people are competing against each other, and they're just pushing prices up with, you know, the extra buying firepower that they have.
That's very interesting. So the increase in wage growth is almost exactly mirroring the increase in house inflation.
Pretty much. Those figures don't quite match. That was 6.7% from the first half of 22 to the first half of 2023. But, you know, we've seen consistent wage growth amongst our, you know, the higher wages amongst those group of people who are buying houses. As well as that, there's a loosening of the central bank rules. So the 3.5 times loan to income threshold was loosened to 4 times from the start of last year. So there's a small element of people taking on higher multiples of their income. But in the main, it's just higher wages are pushing up house prices.
So higher wages and obviously still a shortage of housing stock. And we've been talking about this for a number of years at this point, but supply is probably the only way out of a consistent cycle of house price rises. Is that fair to say?
It is. I think you need to remember that, you know, it's very, very rare that you see sort of persistent falls in house prices. What we'd hope to see is that house prices would increase at a modest rate of maybe 2-3%, whereas wages are running at 4-5%. So gradually over time, affordability improves.
Okay.
Occasionally you hear some academics suggest that, you know, house prices won't fall as supply increases. It's very, very rare that house prices do fall over a number of years. What may happen as supply increases is that wages are running maybe 4-5%, but we see small house price gains of 1-2%, and affordability gradually improves in that fashion.
We are seeing some increase in delivery of houses. I think there was about 33,000 built last year, and apparently new starts on houses are quite significantly up this year. I think it's 7.72%. It's a good chunk of houses have come up in the early part. But Simon Harris over the weekend made some interesting comments, Conall. He said that he was going to aim to build 250,000 houses between 2025 and 2030. How likely is that to be successful?
Well, look, I suppose amongst the economics community, there's a kind of consensus that we needed to be building 30 to 35,000 houses per annum to kind of meet demand. Now, we haven't met that number for at least 10, 15 years at this point. And you know, year in, year out, you know, pent up demand has increased. You can see that in terms of the number of people still living at home with their parents, or the number of people who are kind of packing into apartments with people they're not related with. So there's a lot of pent up demand out there. And I think that's why people are saying we really need 40 to 50,000 houses being built per annum to start eating into that. Now, look, there's a lot of intransigent, difficult issues around planning, the cost of building houses and apartments. You know, capacity within local government and approved housing bodies to actually spend the money that's already there to build social and affordable housing. So, yes, I think 250,000 houses by 2030 is in and around where we need to be. But, you know, there's those issues still have to be overcome, and that's where the challenge will be.
And the constraints, I mean, I think I heard, I think it was John Fitzgerald, another economist saying that we are kind of, our problems in our economy are problems of success. I suppose this is off the back of some German commentary around our housing crisis. He said the German problems are problems of failures and ours are the problems of success. Those types of constraints. Do you agree with him?
Well, I do in the main, yes. I mean, the labour market has performed extremely well compared to most other countries. You know, we're seeing very strong jobs growth. The level of employment is already 14% above where it was pre-pandemic in 2019. You know, you just don't see that in countries like Germany or the UK. You know, wage growth is obviously there as well. So, you know, that is driving up house prices. It is the problems of success. And I suppose what we all need to be conscious of is that if rents continue to rise, if we see this lack of supply, housing supply not resolved, you know, will hurt our competitiveness eventually and serve to slow the economy. So, you know, it is the problems of success, and it's a difficult one to deal with.
Colin McQuillia, Chief Economist of the Bank of Ireland and author of that myhome.ie report. Thank you very much for speaking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.